Morning, it's John Gibson, Morning Digestion for April 12th. Our long national nightmare is nearing an end. I seem to be coming out of this terrible illness I had, which seemed to be just like the mother of all colds. Feels like I can walk around, and if there was any pneumonia, it might be gone. So anyway, I thought I'd just do a morning digestion here, even though I'm getting ready to go off on this major excursion with my son, his wife, grandkids, all that. Immigration. The New York Times is pissed to find out that the White House thought about releasing migrants in sanctuary cities. I thought that story was hysterical. I mean, I used to say, I think maybe many of you have heard me say, yeah, we'll take all the illegals anybody wants to send us. They just all have to go to California. Well, apparently they were thinking about doing that. And the New York Times is all outraged. Wait a minute. We wanted them in the country, but we wanted them in your backyard, not ours. Trump News, Bill Barr finds himself the enemy in the New York Times. Wall Street Journal, Kim Strassel. Barr brings accountability, and Trump's tormentors are scared. That's exactly what James Clapper said yesterday. It's scary, he said. Well, no kidding. The Washington Post digging up the fact that at the same time the Russians were targeting Trump, trying to help him, they were also trying to help Bernie. So, you know, now the news comes out the Russians were trying to help Bernie become president. The Washington Post, poor Ivanka, her father thinks she's smart. That means to Democrats she's worthless. They're talking about, you know, Trump saying he considered putting her on the World Bank because she's very good with numbers. Poor Ivanka. Politico reminds Democrats that in order to get Trump's tax returns, they have to have a good reason. They don't. Politics. Dems choose sides. They rush to Ilhan Omar's aid after she exposes herself. Washington Post, the Democrats have a new tax plan. It's very simple. We give you money. This is through the earned income tax credit. If you don't have enough money, you qualify for the earned income tax credit and you get money. How's that? The Washington Post, Dems need a plan to combat nationalism. Good luck with that. That's Fareed Zakaria. We've got to do something about nationalism. You know, New World Order. Washington Post, libs go nuts over the New York Post front page reacting to Omar's "some people did something" remark about 9/11. I thought it was a perfect slapdown of that woman. And yet the Democrats are going crazy about it because it was so devastating. How dare they? It's racist, all that kind of stuff. Media, I don't know what to think about Julian Assange. I just haven't made up my mind. I see Tucker says he's a journalist. Other people say he's a spy. I think he's kind of a slimy son of a bitch. So, you know, yell and scream at me if you want. I don't know. I want to see this trial and see what the evidence is against him, but I suspect he's not a high-flying journalist. Wall Street Journal, they hyped him as a presidential candidate. Now he's exposed as a shitbag crook. I'm talking about Michael Avenatti, stealing $4 million from a mentally disabled paraplegic man. Breitbart, Avenatti's a scumbag. And Newsbusters. Avenatti was on cable TV all TV, not just cable, 254 times in 1 year. So that means that there were only 111 days that he wasn't on TV yelling at Donald Trump and promising to be the presidential candidate that would take him on. These people at CNN and MSNBC were just suckers. Social justice warriors, New York Times, your lawn is killing the planet. You don't have a right to that lawn. New York Times, reparations are required because, quote, historical grievances abound. historical grievances. Page 6, New York Post, 4 shot, 1 dead at the Nipsey Hussle funeral procession in Los Angeles. Tech, Uber files for its IPO. That's in Axios. Wall Street Journal, San Francisco braces for the new millionaires. And Breitbart, although this story is everywhere, so, you know, it's not like it's so unusual. Actually, Amazon is listening to you through your Alexa, you dumb shit. Why do you have this thing on in your house? And they have thousands of people listening to you inside your house with that stupid Alexa. And they claim it, oh, we're trying to improve the user experience. Well, you know, if you let Amazon listen to everything that's going on in your house, you're just crazy. And I don't have any sympathy for you. I would not have one of those. Although, I must say, if you say, Alexa, play me Gibson Morning Digestion, it will do it. So if you've got one, do that. What else? If you go on johngibson.com, you'll see there's a phone number. I don't have it in front of me. There's a phone number which allows you to call in and leave a message for me. Then I then use that message in the afternoon podcast. We call this the bitch box back in the old days. You can complain about something. Now, the only phone calls I've gotten so far are people expressing sympathy for me being sick, which is nice, but you can also complain about stuff. Julian Assange, for instance, you probably want to call him and say, Gibson, what's the matter with you? Of course he's a journalist. And if you do say that, I'll run it, but I'm not sure I believe it. Anyway, so that's the morning digestion for today. With any luck, I'll get a podcast out this afternoon. We'll see how that goes. All right, bye.